I never forced anybody to do anything. And I am an American, and I have friends. And my friends can help me.
We never
walk. I'm glad to be here.
We never talk.
I'm glad to be anywhere.
We never find the time.
I think it's time
to be close again.
Look at this case.
There it goes again. Communication breakdown.
Now let's get down to the business here.
Communication breakdown.
I have committed no crime.
Too much concern for money to burn. Too many things to do.
If I get a hold of him, I'll break his neck.
Now you don't need me.
Before I go to jail.
And I don't need you. Communication breakdown.
I don't know what's so funny up there.
Communication breakdown.
Now, there's something funny with me discussing my life.
One by one, they fell. Now the leaves of love cling to the ground.
He's a damn liar.
Communication breakdown.
And I have to say, beam me up here.
Communication breakdown.
I love America, but hate the government.
Too much too soon, too much temptation in a hurry.
FBI, you go to hell.
It's a sad situation, too much worry.
Excuse my mouth, I'd like to kick his ass.
I can tell that it's over now.
They could have put a small microphone up his rectum.
Communication breakdown.
I want it on the record.
Communication breakdown.
I love the breed American Saddle Horse, and I do not castrate my horses.
You're experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
Hello, it's Chris T with Communication Breakdown number 11. It seems like just yesterday, Communication Breakdown got underway, and now we're already up to number 11, but I need to hear from you folks to get some feedback. I want to know that you're out there, that you're actually downloading the podcast, that you're listening. Send some email to ct@wfmu.org. It's difficult to do a show of this type without any instant sort of feedback like I had on Aerial View. So it would be nice if you get a chance and you want to make a comment on the show, you either find your way to the blog or you send me an email, ct@wfmu.org. I was away for most of last week, and so I'm putting together a communication breakdown that isn't going to require a lot of time or thought, but should be interesting. It contains a lot of music that I've made over the years. I don't know if you know this, but before I began in radio, I was a guitarist, and I considered the guitar to be my main passion, like radio is for me now. And the first band that I was in was a New York punk rock band called the Nihilistics. They were kind of very influential for the time. And I've got some recordings here that have never been made public. There's a couple of two or three songs recorded at CBGB's in 1984. We're going to start off with those. And then I'll be back with the other seminal New York band that I was a member of called Missing Foundation. But first, let's hear three live numbers from the Nihilistics in our prime at CBGB's 1984. And I do have to make a sort of semi-apology for the quality of the sound here. This was recorded off the board onto a standard cassette that was handed to me many, many years later, and, you know, old technology and all that.
You want it, you want it. you wanna be in. You're not gonna get in.
You're experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
This is called Poor Show. On our next album.
Suck cock, it's all the same. Hey, this is a new one. This is a new one. This is coming out on a single on Atlantic Records. It's called Touch Me. We sold out, man. We'll be right back.
love I feel, you feel my skin really turns me on, and I cherish your lip service. Okay, no, by touching myself, put a plenty of bone in my bed. Teenage queen, my clothes are clean. Come on, queen, thank you, baby. Come on, sweet thing, you get me. You know I saw you teasing me when I was hanging at a cookie. That's it. Every time I looked at you, you used to run it right out of my reach. My reach. You're very young and you turn me on. And you got that streak of me. Get so nervous when I'm around.
Here we are, the Nihilistic, circa 1984, live at CBGB's. First song we heard was Hang Out with yours truly on vocals, then Poor Show and Touch Me, the final number. Again, those songs have never been released in any form to my knowledge. The Nihilistics came together mostly in my mother's basement and in Mike's mother's basement. It was a band that he and I put together, and we went looking for drummers and singers and tried to come up with a name for the thing, and it was a really great experience. Now that I look back on it, it was a fun thing to be a part of. There was a lot of times when it was a royal pain in the ass, but I'm glad that I have that as part of my past. The next batch of stuff I'm going to play for you came together under different circumstances. I was recruited for the band Missing Foundation. They were already a going concern, and they were looking for a guitarist, and my name got passed on to them. I got a phone call and went and did a few records with them, two or three records. And what I'm going to play for you right now actually comes from our rehearsal sessions. These are songs that are kind of occurring spontaneously. One of the great things about the band were the two drummers who could get any kind of rhythm going on. Pete Missing, the leader of the band, screaming through his megaphone, and always fantastic Vince Prepelanis on bass. It was quite a heavy feel to the whole thing, and what I'm going to play for you now comes straight out of improvisation. Missing Foundation.
We'll be right back.
You're in the middle of a communication breakdown.
We'll be right back.
Missing Foundation, circa 1988, from a two-track rehearsal tape recorded at Big Fun Studio, which used to be over there in that building with all the other rehearsal studios in Manhattan. I believe it was 38th Street, if memory serves. We heard Hats Off, Burn Trees, and Make Me Cry. Now, the only one of those titles that is official is Burn Trees. That's the only song that actually made it onto a Missing Foundation album, albeit in a very different form. That stuff was much too linear for Pete Missing. We move from Missing Foundation in 1988 to Wrench in 1989. Wrench came about when Vince, the former bass player of Missing Foundation, and I decided to do a side project. We went looking for a drummer and a vocalist. We eventually found the great Jim Moffat, but we didn't have any luck with vocalists. We never did. We couldn't seem to hold on to one. So we usually ended up playing instrumentals, or I would attempt to sing, or God knows what. This number we're going to hear right now, called Vince, named after our bass player, was recorded live on WFMU. We actually appeared on Nick Hill's Live Music Faucet program, and we were able to get a pretty good sound, I thought. This is an epic number, an instrumental, because, of course, we had no vocalist at the time.
Thank you.
we go from the sublime to the ridiculous. In 1989, RCA Records was flogging their latest Cowboy Junkies release, which was a re-recording of Sweet Jane, the Velvet Underground song. Because Lou Reed thought it was the most beautiful cover of Sweet Jane he'd ever heard, RCA had this contest whereby they wanted you to submit what you thought was the worst version of Sweet Jane. So I got together with my friend Tom Bergen, and we came up with something we called Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, colon, Jane. And we called ourselves the Kinder Gentlemen, and we took second place in the contest. I was absolutely amazed. Second place got us a couple of CD players, which were put into service right here at WFMU. Here we are, the Kinder Gentlemen.
Jane, you're so sweet. Oh my God, Jane. What I would do for you.
You're in the middle of a communication breakdown.
Boy, that still makes me laugh today, huh? Funny, huh? You're listening to Communication Breakdown, Chris T, with a musical retrospective from when I used to actually play the damn guitar, the very same guitar that now sits under my bed. That's right, I've become one of those guys that I used to hate. You know, when I was a kid and I'd go over some guy's house and he'd be over the hill and I'd see his nice guitar sitting there in a corner and I'd say, hey man, sell me your guitar. And the guy'd be like, no way. You know, but he never played the thing. And I'm just like that. I've become pathetic. But let's go back to a year when I wasn't pathetic. The year is 1990. Two-track tape of a band that wasn't really much of a band. We got together and jammed every once in a while. We called ourselves the Nairobi Trio. There were three of us. I can't even remember the names of the other two guys in the band, but this is an improvisation here that I like to call Pit Stop.
Yeah.
There's the Nairobi Trio from 1990. Pit Stop, a kind of homage to Greg Ginn. Chris T here with Communication Breakdown. The next thing I'd like to play for you is a solo number, something I did with some fancy delay pedals I'd picked up. I call this Electric Guitar Altering Devices, or EGAD. There's some solo work of mine, EGAD, electric guitar, altering devices. We come to the final band, the last band I was ever in, officially. The band was called The Jungle Creeps and was started by Paula Carino, who is still singing and writing songs and still performing under different names. You could find her on the internet. These recordings go back to 1993. They're 8-track recordings done with Jim Waters at Water Sound, which was over in the Meatpacking District. And I thought Jim got us a pretty good sound, actually. Some brilliant songs and some of the best stuff that I've ever been involved in. But it also sort of put me off the band thing for good.
Experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
Do I? double told you something like that.
Well, there's this website.
WFMU.org.
That's the Jungle Creeps, circa 1993. We heard Mary Baker Eddy, Chew, Pete and Repeat, and Somewhere in Between, all songs written by Paula Carino. That'll do it for this installment of Communication Breakdown. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with Communication Breakdown number 12. Again, I implore you, if you've enjoyed this show at all, send me an email, ct@wfmu.org. Make your way to our main page, wfmu.org, and from there you can find your way to the podcast page, to WFMU's Beware of blog, and then to the Communication Breakdown blog. It's always nice to hear from you, so drop me a line if you get a chance. Until next time, so long, suckers!
Communication Breakdown returns in 2 weeks.
I would like to have you try to use your imagination and pretend that we have had a wonderful day together. It's all been great fun, and we have enjoyed each other.
We'll be right back.